The last presentation is Management Practices to Control Premature Senescence in BT Cotton. The talk will be given by Muhammad Bilal. He is from Pakistan and he is working with the USDA RS at Maricopa.
Thank you for introduction. Good morning, dear. My name is Muhammad Faisal Bilal, a PhD scholar in the Department of Agronomy, University of Agriculture, Faisalabad, Pakistan. In the meantime, I am a visiting scientist at U.S. Arid Land Agriculture Research Center at Maricopa, Arizona. This research was sponsored by Higher Education Commission of Pakistan. Cotton is an important fiber cash crop of the world, and it has grown more than 51 countries. And in Pakistan, cotton has grown on 2.8 million hectares with the production of 13.6 million bales. And it was increased previous year overall 18.6% increase. The average yield was 815 kilogram per hectare. It had valued it in 7.8% and GDP 1.6%. Actually, during 2008, after the final approval through the by the government, BT cotton was planted throughout the cotton zone areas of Pakistan, and some seeds also imported from China, Chinese, and some other BT varieties are produced by the National Institute and some Nuclear Institute of Agriculture and Biology. In Pakistan, growers use desirable amount of nitrogen and less negligible amount of potassium. And due to the deficiency of potassium, some premature senescence problem have been reported in the cotton's core zone areas of Pakistan. So the research was focused how to reduce this premature senescence in BT cotton. The objective to investigate whether delay fruit initiation can help to overcome premature senescence of BT cotton, to study whether effect of removal of scales and our fruiting branches under different potassium level on growth and yield of BT cotton. The removal of fruiting from newly enhanced vegetative growth development such as plant height, total vegetative dry weight, greater leaf index, and lengthening anthesis. Removal of early flower bud can also increase single leaf as well as canopy photosynthesis rate, which may be considerable one of the most important mechanism for plant growth and yield compensation. Plant yield also increased by 5.5%, and total nitrogen concentration and cry1 AC protein in leaves were higher in removal of early fruiting branches than control. Removal of early season flower and fruiting branch increase the root growth. Potassium also has, next to nitrogen, has important nutrient for the cotton growth, and it's 2 to 5% potassium is needed for cotton growth on dry weight basis. And agronomic point of view, the deficiency of potassium leads to the harmful effect on the cotton yield. The excessive of potassium application increase the bore rot, increase plant height and delay maturity, while the deficiency of potassium decrease the plant height, dry matter production, leaf index, internodal length and yield. Experiment was conducted on Agronomic Research Area, University of Agriculture, Faisalabad during 2011 and repeated during 2012. The cell sample was taken for physicochemical analysis at 15 centimeter and 30 centimeter. Design was used randomized complete block design with factorial arrangement, and row to row distance 0.75 meter and plant to plant distance 0.30 meter. BT cotton cultivar IR3701 has planted during the cotton crop growth. Treatments, there are two factors, factor A and factor B. Factor A, there are different fruiting branch and secure removal treatments, and factor B, there are different potassium levels. The main emphasis is the potassium is a costly fertilizer. That's why most Pakistani farmers don't use potassium as a source in cotton growth. That's why the excess and less amount both are harmful for cotton production. The different data collected on different parameters was collected by Fisher analysis of various technique at LSD 5% probability level. These are some pictures Here, no fruiting branch removal at 50 kilogram potassium per hectare, and all removal of all scales from first and second fruiting branch at 150 kilogram potassium per hectare. There is I am here measuring the node above a node above crack bowl in this condition, and some they are also measuring some leaf nitrogen concentration by gel dial apparatus and quantification of ELISA Cry1AC protein in the 20 days young bowl with the help of ELISA. And this is the actually picking of cotton on per plot basis to measure seed cotton yield on per hectare basis. These are cell analysis. These are climatic conditions during this. The dark bars shows the 2012, while the light green this shows 2011. While there is rain, there are rainfalls here in 2012. There is sudden increase rainfall in September, in the month of September. Results: days to flowering, days to sepulcher. These are also influenced by the secure removal or fruiting branch removal. More days to flowering was recorded in F3 removal of all secures, removal of all secure from first fruiting removal of first and second fruiting branch, and minimum was recorded in no fruiting branch removal. While in potassium level, and say more days to flowering was reported in 150 kilogram potassium per hectare as compared to 50 kilogram potassium per hectare. Bowl maturation period also affected by same like the potassium level and also the fruiting branch removal. No number for first fruiting branch, the year is also significant effect. Here we can include a year as a random variable, while the fruiting branch removal treatment effect and the potassium is also fixed variable. So to measure whether the year has a different effect due to climatic conditions or whatsoever. And some senescence related traits was measured by different scientists for chlorophyll concentration, for nitrogen concentration, and some other traits to measure senescence. Senescence is gradual decrease toward death, but here we measure two parameters in the field condition that will be helpful for farmer's point of view to adjust their fertilizer requirement in the field conditions. So node above white flower and node above crack bowl, these two parameters are measured. Node above white flower was measured in week on weekly basis, because variate whole the season. At initial stage during the first week of July, it has more node above white flower in 9.78 and will be gradually reduced towards this September. And in the fruiting branch removal treatments, you also see that more node above white flower was recorded in F5 removal of all secures from first and second fruiting branches, and minimum was recorded in the no fruiting branch removal. While in node above crack bowl was recorded three times during the crop growth, and the first one is the first third week of September, and it was 18.05, and minimum was recorded in first week of November, that is 5.78. After that, the almost crop become fully mature and it is ready for last harvest. The interactive effect also shows that the fruiting branch removal also interact with some potassium application. It means with the help of removal of first and second fruiting branch at 150 kilogram per hectare, there is more node above crack bowl was recorded in this. And here plant height, we also measure the plant height at the three stages during the period. First, at the securing stage, when the first secure appear on the 50% plants in the field, and then other plant height was measured at physiological cutout stage, and at the last we have measured the plant height at the last pick. And This shows that plant head suckering was non-significant because at this stage we apply the scare removal treatments. And after that, you see that at physiological cutout stage, more plant height was recorded in removal of first and removal of scare from first and second fruiting branch, which was at par with removal of first and second fruiting branch, and among the same for plant height at last pick. And among the potassium level, more plant height was recorded at 150 kg potassium per hectare, and minimum was recorded at 50 kg potassium per hectare. And interactive effect is also significant. And this two bars show the plant height at different two stages, at physiological cutoff stage and at the last pick. This also shows that plant height was more at 150 kg potassium per hectare with the removal of first and second fruiting branch. And same for removal of all scares from first and second fruiting branch at 150 kg per hectare. Here we measure the seed cut and yield per hectare and Cryvan AC concentration in 20 days old bowl pericarp, and after that the leaf nitrogen concentration. Here also significant effect in during 2012, more seed cut and yield were reported, and in Cryvan AC expression 1.45 a microgram per gram at in the leaf concentration 2.31 for in 2011 and 2.7 for 2012. Among the fruiting branch removal treatments, more seed cut and yields were recorded in F5 and F3, and similar trend was recorded in Cry1AC expression and leaf nitrogen concentration. The reason behind this will be the maybe the higher level of Cry1AC expression in the 20 days young bowl pericarp will enhance the resistance against the pest, cotton pest, and that may be the reason behind this. And among potassium level, more seed cut and yields were reported in 150 kg potassium per hectare, and same trend for Cry1AC expression and leaf nitrogen concentration. And this is interactive effect of the seed cut and yield, and this is Cry1AC concentration and at 20 days bowl pericarp and leaf nitrogen concentration. Calpurnia, it should be concluded that removal of all scares from first and second fruiting branch and a removal of first and second fruiting branch with higher level of potassium application increase the yield by reducing premature senescence. For farmer point of view, it should be recommended that for removal of first and second fruiting branch is more economical as compared to a removal of all scares from first and second fruiting branch with 50 kg potassium per hectare is good for obtaining better yield and reducing premature senescence in modern BT cotton cultivars. Thank you. If there is any confusion or question, ask me without hesitation. Your participation will be encouraged.
Time for one question.
Do you sample the leaf or the petiole for potassium concentration?
No, it's nitrogen concentration.
Only nitrogen?
Yes, because actually the senescence states, different scientists show that chlorophyll concentration and some other, and mostly the nitrogen concentration is most correlated with the senescence process. That leaf nitrogen concentration was recorded at physiological cutout stage, at the it means at the later stages.
So
of the crop.
So you expect a difference in potassium or petiole
potassium? We don't measure that.
Thank you, Mohammed.